This is Ozarks at Large. Inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
To my left, Ed Nicholson.
Howdy.
Howdy, Ed. And to his left, Emily Cates.
Hello.
And you are two-thirds of Outside the Lines.
We are.
That is right.
And Sunday, you'll be across the street from where we are right now.
That's right. We'll be playing the first of the afternoon Sunday, June concerts in the Walker Room of the Fayetteville Public Library. Something that I wanted to do 2 years ago when they started this thing, but it took this long for me to get us hired because obviously they can only hire four bands a summer. So,
well, and the fact that you guys, your name is Outside the Lines, which indicates that, you know, I mean, when I was in kindergarten, Outside the Lines meant you didn't quite fit into.
We don't. It's
the
hard
box.
To categorize us.
Yes.
We do.
And you're not someone that plays all the time. Because you have different schedules and things like that.
We don't play all the time with each other.
Right.
Know? We all play in different ensembles and play quite a bit. Most of us play quite a bit.
But Outside the Lines, I think at one point we all three have admitted this is our favorite of our musical ensembles. It's always a very fun and inspiring. And as far as I'm concerned, Ed and Stan Diabin, our other member who couldn't make it today, they make me sound a whole lot better than I really am.
Well, we don't write either, so it's a nice compliment, and we have a good time, and we never know exactly what's going to happen when we go to a performance.
How did the three of you, because Outside the Lines hasn't always had this lineup, because you had...
Well, we started as a quartet with right. Janae Keener, who was at the time a junior in high school in Springdale, and a fabulous violin player who is now in Nashville playing with Martina McBride, touring, and plays with a lot of other people up there, too, and writing songs and stuff like that. But she played with us for a couple of years, and she still returns sometimes around Christmas because her mother still lives in Springdale, and we have often done a pre-Christmas show at Mike Shirky's, kind of reuniting with Janae.
But so how did Janae and Emily and Ed and Stan get together?
Stan and I both worked at Tyson, and I kept a guitar in my office, and this guy walked by one time and said, "Oh, you play guitar?" I play mandolin, and I thought, well, he's a bluegrass guy, you know, and he said, "I'll come down and play sometime," and when he came down, he played all this jazz stuff and had a very broad repertoire of material, and so we started playing together and played in another band for a couple of years, and then ran across Emily and got together. Stan had known Janae through bluegrass circles, and so we ended up getting together, doing some performances, having a great time. I think Mike Shirky's was probably the first performance we did, the Good Folk.
Well, we actually did a benefit there before we did a real show there, but yes, that was our first performance.
Which is, we continue to play that room as a quartet, usually once a year, and when Janae comes back for the holidays, and it's, I think, my favorite room to play of all.
No, you were talking about your name Outside the Lines, referring to how your music is kind of outside of the box and kind of hard for people to categorize. Well, how would you guys categorize it or try to describe it to other people?
Well, I would simply say, you know, we do some swing, some jazz, some bluegrass, some original songs of mine, which can be anything from kind of folky to you know, even almost a little bit rock and roll, or you know, Ed has a lot of roots in rock and roll. I mean, the instrumentation is upright bass, mandolin, and guitar, acoustic, and we all sing. And we do some instrumental stuff. We do some vocal stuff. But it's a lot of different styles, and it's really fun.
It's eclectic acoustic, and it's driven by what we all like, and that's very, very broad. We all have broad influences that go from bluegrass to jazz to blues and rock and beyond.
I've always said that if I could play guitar, the one song I'd want to be able to play is How High the Moon. Of course, made famous by Les Paul and Harry Ford.
Right.
That's on this CD.
That's right. We've played that for a while and decided to record it. The latest project we did, we started in December of 10 and just finished it up this past year. And actually, December of 09.
Yeah.
Right. And we recorded How High the Moon. Actually, sent it over to Nashville, and Janae put a part on it. So we did that one. We also did a version of sort of acoustic swing. swing version of Pink Floyd's Brain Damage.
And, of course, that's where we get the sort of mashup title of this CD.
Right. How High the Dark Side of the Moon.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That would, Emily thought of that, of course.
It's very creative. I like it. And she I think Kyle does, too.
Yes.
She tends to think of most of the clever things, including the clever songs that are on there. So.
Well, also, Stan has written a number of instrumental tunes that we've done, and often he allows Ed and I to help him name them, because, of course, when you write an instrumental tune, you don't have the benefit of lyrics to help suggest a title. So, for example, on there, there's the Transylvania Turnaround, which is a song that Ed and I came up with a title for, an instrumental tune that Stan wrote.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, to me, it sort of sounded like, you know, vampires or something. I don't know.
It's got a real minor groove to it, and, you know, it's so it's a dark sounding, but it's also kind of got a real swing, bluegrassy feel to it, so hence the turnaround part.
Emily, someone might describe your sense of humor as irreverent.
Absolutely.
And they would be accurate?
Yeah.
What kind of sense of humor do your partners in this band have?
Well, they have...
They
make jokes musically that sometimes in the middle of a song, I practically start laughing because they trade licks back and forth and just sometimes do these utterly ridiculous things. We can do a song that we've done dozens of times, and I'll hear new stuff that they're playing. And I think they both have a real good sense of humor with what they play, and they're good enough musicians to be able to just spontaneously execute something that comes to their minds and play off each other. And that's one of the things I really love about this band.
I can't remember solos, so I couldn't play the same solo twice if I really wanted to. So we have to rely on improvisation quite a bit.
I've always suspected that there are a lot of people that can't remember solos lick for lick,
yeah.
And you know, but that's okay.
Most of us, you know.
So you kept a guitar in your office,
yeah,
Ed. Yeah. Does that mean you play every day?
Well, I play every day, not necessarily at the office, but I own way too many guitars.
My suspicion is he just needs to store guitars in other places than his home, so his wife won't know how many guitars he really has.
There's some truth in that, but I own quite a few guitars, and the office is sometimes the safest place to keep them, and I had one out on the stand there, an old Martin that it's actually the guitar I've had the longest.
Do you collect the guitars, or?
I suppose you could say that. I mean, I have a collection that I'm being a 50-something guy, and acquiring a guitar, every year or two. I've acquired a few of them, and the ones I've sold over the years, I've regretted selling because they're now valuable, and so I'm a little more reluctant to sell them unless I really need to these days.
To be a would-be.
Yes. To be a would-be, that's one of my more recent songs, and one we'll do at the library. It's, in a way, it's almost a children's song, and it was inspired because there was a type of bee I noticed at my house that scared me, and I did a little research on it, and it's a would-be, or also known as carpenter bee, and some of my recent songs I've actually done research on the internet, learning a little more about bees in this case. So, but I came up with this really stupid line, oh, to be a would-be, if I could be, I would be a would-be. And so that's the basis of the song. It's just really silly, and it repeats a lot. It's a song that even if someone hasn't heard the song before, they will be singing along before the song is over. But it just, so it's just a little fun song about carpenter bees, kind of in the bluegrass style.
Oh, to be a would-be, if I could.
Will the CD be available by Sunday?
In this form that you see here. But we have something that very few bands, I think, do not have. We have flash drives that have the music from this CD, the music from our previous CD, some photos of the band, some lyrics, and some videos.
Took at Turkey's. Yeah. So it's a 2 gig flash drive that we sell for $20, and just trying a different sort of distribution format.
And as Ed says, if you don't like it, you can erase the stuff and reuse the flash drive.
Well, there's a deal for you.
So it's a new concept for those out there who are high tech, because a lot of people just take CDs and download them and put them on iPods and stuff anyway. So.
This is a silly question that only a non-musician could ask, so I apologize in advance. But because you, Emily, I saw you at the Block Street Party.
Oh, yeah.
And you play with other ensembles, and you're in several. Is that easy? I mean, when you're with Stan and Ed, do you just fall into the outside the line sort of thing when you're solo and vice versa for you, Ed?
I think it is. And I think that for me, you know, sort of the diversity is something that's really fulfilling. And, you know, I'm probably not as good a guitar player in any one particular genre just because I like to do a lot of different things. But it's a
don't
it's
believe
a, lot of
fun. A word. He says, this guy's one of the best guitar players in Northwest Arkansas. Many people are in awe of this guy's playing. And you will be when you come to our show at the library.
Well, here's another silly question for you. This is a trio, and there's only two of you here today. So, Stan, we want to get him into this interview somehow. So what's something that you could tell us about Stan that maybe people don't know?
Well, Stan used to practice the mandolin while he was driving his car. Now, I wrote a whole article about it years ago for, at the time, there was a little entertainment mag here called All About Town. I wrote an article all about it and talked to other mandolin players, some of whom also practiced the mandolin while they were driving their cars. But he says he doesn't do that anymore. But how do we know that?
Yeah, my wife was listening to the radio one time, and somebody called in and said, there's a guy driving down the road playing the ukulele next to me. And sure enough, it was Stan, you know, playing his mandolin.
Well...
You can't do that with the bass.
Or the guitar. I mean, the mandolin is a great size, you know,
sure.
Just fit behind the wheel, especially if you're on the highway, you have, you know, automatic transmission or whatever, and cruise control. But, yeah, he says he doesn't do it anymore, but we'd have to ask him.
Well, you know, people are busy. You got to find time to work it in whenever you can, I guess.
He's an obsessive picker, too, so, you know, it makes perfect sense for him because he is a guy that is constantly playing, taking his mandolin on business trips, and you can do that with a mandolin, as Emily said, because it's small. He used to be a banjo player, and he tells a story about why he switched to mandolin. Apparently, back in the 70s, he was hitchhiking somewhere, and he was carrying a banjo with him, and it was very heavy. It's, you know, 25, 30 pounds in a case, and a truck stopped about a quarter of a mile up the road, and he had to run the whole way with a banjo, and he said he started playing mandolin immediately after that. So.
I'm surprised it wasn't the harmonica after that. I mean, that's... all right, so Outside the Lines, Mountain Street Music, it's music series, Sunday afternoon at the library. Mm-hmm. What time does that begin?
It's 2 to 4. We'll do two sets with a break. And, yeah, it's free. And it's a family show. Not that we have many songs that wouldn't be in a family show, but certainly it will be a family show.
CDs will be there, but flash drives as well.
Yes.
All right. Anything else we should know?
Come on out. We'll have a good time.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.